Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited's Q3 FY25 Result Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities at SKP Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agarwal.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gaurav Goyal, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, and his colleagues, Mr. Sushil Mehrotra, CFO, Mr. Akshat Kapoor, COO, and Mr. Vineet Gupta, VP Finance. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Mehrotra, followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Sushil ji.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and a very warm welcome to all at the Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited Q3 FY25 Earnings Conference Call. First of all, it may be seen from our results that we are back in black after losses in the first two quarters of this fiscal year. The losses were mainly on account of early closure of season 23-24 and lower availability of feedstock for distillery due to restriction on use of syrup and D-heavy molasses for production of ethanol, which has since been lifted. Another reason for loss in H1 FY25 was lower cane availability caused by multiple factors. The industry in UP in general and the company in particular continue to face the headwinds in terms of cane availability on account of red rot. As you are aware, both our plants started crushing with effect from 7th November 2024, and during the quarter, we have crushed 11.33 lakh tons of cane. This is lower than last year, same quarter, since last year both the plants started on 30th October 2023. Hence, this gap in crushing numbers. Moreover, since the industry in UP is facing the challenge of red rot in cane, we have chalked out a detailed plan for varietal shift. We are intensively working on cane development to mitigate the negative impact on cane. Since seed availability is the key for varietal shift, therefore, we are ensuring sufficient availability of seed to proceed with our plan. We hope to achieve positive outcomes from our plan and action taken so far and planned for the coming months. Now, coming to exports, government has allowed export of 1 million tons of sugar. The company has been allocated export quota of 10,256 tons with the flexibility to either directly export sugar or exchange it with another sugar mill for domestic quota. On ethanol front, the government has increased price of ethanol derived from C-heavy molasses by rupees 1.69 per liter. There's no increase in price for syrup and D-heavy molasses-based ethanol. Let's now come to the operating performance for quarter ended December 24. The company diverted 1.06 lakh tons of cane for production of ethanol through syrup, as against 0.96 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter last year. This is higher by 10.42% as the ban on use of syrup has been lifted on 29th August 2024. The gross recovery in this quarter is lower at 10.17% versus 11.01% in the corresponding quarter last year. This is mainly due to red rot as also various agro-climatic factors. Sugar production is 0.97 lakh tons in quarter ending December 24 versus 1.29 lakh tons in the corresponding quarter. Production is lower due to late start of season by 9 days and lower pull in sugarcane as compared to corresponding quarter of last year. In December, the company has commissioned one more Tetra Pak machine for potable spirits. As we all know, during the quarter, US dollar has moved significantly. However, as per the company's forex policy, all the exposure is fully hedged. Therefore, we do not run any risk on this account. Now, coming to financial performance, revenue from operations for the quarter ended December 24 stands at rupees 587 crores versus 482.3 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. Revenue is higher mainly on account of higher sugar sales volume by 0.33 lakh tons in the current quarter and higher potable spirits sale by 2.26 lakh cases, which is also offsetting lower ethanol sales volume of 135.58 lakh liters. Sugar sales in this quarter was 0.58 lakh tons as against 0.25 lakh tons in the comparable quarter last year. In this quarter, ethanol sale was 133.11 lakh liters as against 268.69 lakh liters in the comparable quarter, nearly 50% lower. This, as mentioned earlier, was caused by multiple factors highlighted in the last call. Just to list out some of these factors, first, lower availability of cane in the previous season due to flooding and extended monsoon. Second, restricted availability of molasses for ethanol production due to lower cane crush. Third, lower inventory of molasses brought forward from season 23-24 due to restriction on use of sugarcane juice, syrup and ghee heavy molasses due to government order. Consequent mainly to lower ethanol sales, EBITDA in this quarter is at Rs. 48.1 crore versus Rs. 69.5 crore. PBT is 21.5 crore versus 47.5 crore. Profit after tax is Rs. 15 crore versus 31.6 crore and cash profit is 38.1 crore versus 55.3 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year. Sugar inventory as of the end of quarter is 1.01 lakh tons as against 1.07 lakh tons as on 31st December 23. Total production of ethanol during the quarter from all feedstocks was 153.11 lakh liters as against production of 294.97 lakh liters in comparable quarter last year. Total sale of ethanol during the quarter is 133.11 lakh liters. Sale last year is in the comparable quarter was 268.69 lakh liters. Production and sale of ethyl acetate was 69.2 lakh kg and 68.18 lakh kg versus 52.9 lakh and 52.44 lakh kg respectively in the corresponding quarter last year. Production of potable spirits during the quarter has increased to 7.8 lakh cases from 5.56 lakh cases in the comparable quarter and sale has increased to 7.9 lakh cases from 5.65 lakh cases in the corresponding quarter last year. This increase is largely due to additional production from new Tetra machine which was commissioned in April 2024 and the full impact of new Tetra Pak machine which was installed in December 2024 will be seen in the next quarter. Our revenue from sugar business in this quarter is 305.9 crore as against 233.4 crore, higher by about 31.1%. Revenue from power business is at 62.2 crore as against 73.5 crore. Revenue from ethanol business has seen a sharp decline to 97.6 crore versus Rs. 176.3 crore, drop of nearly 44.7% for the reasons already detailed. Revenue from chemicals business is Rs. 47.5 crore versus 46 crore and revenue from potable spirits is Rs. 199.6 crore versus 135.4 crore in the comparable quarter. During the quarter, profit from sugar business is Rs. 1.2 crore versus loss in the comparable quarter of 6.6 crore. In the power business, Rs. 24.8 crore profit as against the profit of 29.1 crore and ethanol is 5.6 crore versus 22.8 crore in the corresponding quarter. Again, this is lower due to ban on use of syrup and B heavy molasses as also lower availability of cane during the season 23-24, resulting in significantly lower volumes. Profit in chemical business is 0.9 crore versus 0. Almost same in the previous year and potable spirits 3.6 crore versus 1.8 crore in the comparable quarter. Coming to business-wise performance during the 9 months period ended December 24, the average sugar realization in this period has been 38,436 per ton as against Rs. 36,893 per ton in the corresponding period last year. The total production of ethanol during the period from all feedstocks is 367.23 lakh liters as against 932.31 lakh liters of ethanol produced during the same period last year. Total sale of ethanol during the period from all the feedstock is 371.4 lakh liters versus 967.65 lakh liters in the corresponding period last year. Production and sale of ethyl acetate has been 245.03 lakh kg and 244.4 lakh kg, which is very close to numbers of the corresponding period last year, when the production and sale were 244 lakh and 244.43 lakh kg respectively. Now, production of potable spirits during the period has increased to 23.03 lakh cases from 17.47 lakh cases in the comparable period, and the sale has increased to 22.73 lakh cases from 17.24 lakh cases in the corresponding period of last year. This is again mainly on account of commissioning of new Tetra Pak machine in April 2024. Revenue from operations for the period ended December 24 stands at Rs. 1,845.4 crore versus Rs. 1,977.2 crore. EBITDA is at Rs. 84.2 crore versus Rs. 191.2 crore. Profit before tax is Rs. 3.3 crore versus Rs. 121.9 crore. Profit after tax is 2.8 crore versus Rs. 81.2 crore. And the cash profit is 45.8 crore versus Rs. 142.9 crore in the corresponding period last year. Now, this decline in profit is attributable to the reasons that we have discussed earlier. Our revenue from sugar business is Rs. 912.9 crore as against Rs. 1040.3 crore. From power business, it is 92.2 crore as against Rs. 135.8 crore. From ethanol business, the revenue is 286.9 crore versus 637 crore. Revenue from chemical business is 172.5 crore versus 198.9 crore. And potable spirits, it is 564.2 crore versus Rs. 415.9 crore in the comparable period. Our revenue, our profit from sugar business is Rs. 11.9 crore as against negative Rs. 0.2 crore. From power business, it is 20.9 crore as against 45.2 crore. Ethanol business is 10 crore versus 100.2 crore, a sharp decline. And chemical business is 1.4 crore versus 11.7 crore. From potable spirits, it is 9.7 crore versus 4.7 crore in the comparable period. Now coming to consolidated numbers, the revenue from operations during the quarter stood at 587.1 crore versus Rs. 482.4 crore. EBITDA is at Rs. 48.3 crore versus Rs. 69.7 crore. Profit before tax is 21.7 crore. Versus Rs. 47.8 crore. The profit after tax is 15.2 crore versus 31.8 crore and cash profit is 38.3 crore which was 55.5 crore in the corresponding period last year, corresponding quarter last year. During the period ended December 24, consolidated revenue from operations stands at 1,846.1 crore. It was 1,979 crore in the previous year in the comparable period. EBITDA is 84.8 crore, which was 192.7 crore. Profit before tax is 3.9 crore, as against 123.3 crore. And profit after tax is 3.4 crore, which was 82.7 crore. And cash profit is 46.4 crore versus 144.3 crore in the corresponding period last year. So these are the significant operating and financial numbers for the quarter and the period ended December 24. Thank you once again for joining us on this conference call. We'll be delighted to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Rohit Singh from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hello, I am audible, sir.
Hi, very good evening.
Sir, my first question is, could you share the expected sugar production for this year and how you see the outlook for the next year?
So, Rohit, to answer your first thing, that the sugar production that we are seeing for the year 24-25 will be in the range of 26.5 to 27 million tons is what we are seeing India to do for this year. That is after we have diverted, so that will be the net sugar that we will make. For the year 25-26, early days, but for surely it should be higher because both in Maharashtra and in South, we have seen that the sowing of cane has been higher. But still, as I said, it's very, very early for us to predict as to what will be the cane that will happen in the year 25-26. But for this year, 27 million tons seems to be the fair answer as of now.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Chirag Pachisia from SKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. Firstly, could you share insights on how January has been in terms of cane availability and recovery? Have you seen any improvement compared to earlier trends?
So on your first thing, yes, in January now we started to get a bit more of plant cane and the pollen cane is higher. It is almost now equal to what it was last year. So what we spoke about earlier that in Ratoon, the pollen cane was lower, but now the plant cane, which is now being, which has now started to come, the pollen cane is almost same as what it was last year.
Okay, and may I request you to share the current transfer prices for molasses, both B heavy and C heavy?
The C heavy we are doing at 850 rupees, and B heavy is 1200.
Okay, okay. Sir, with the recent ethanol price revision, what is the targeted production mix across different ethanol routes?
So right now, in the last 10 days, earlier we were on syrup, but now we have moved to be heavy for the last 10 days because we saw no rise in the price of syrup. So we have moved to be heavy from the 28th January.
Right. And sir, have you observed any improvement in sugar realization in January and early February? How do you see the pricing trend evolving?
So, Chirag, that you know. I mean, like you've asked me that question, but I think that yes, we have seen a slight increase. The prices of sugar have for surely gone up, but they are still at the same range. So earlier we were selling at about 37.5, 38, right now the price is around.
Right, sir, right.
41, X mil.
Okay. Sir, lastly, could you share our allocated quota and the expected timeline for exports?
So we actually, vis-a-vis Dhampur, we are not planning to export our own sugar, but we will sell quota to the plants which are closer to the ports.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and I appreciate your responses.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. Next question is from Uday Shanbag, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
A couple of questions here. So broadly, if I look at the mix of ethanol in the previous year due to restrictions, we used a lot of maize and C-heavy syrup, which is lower in margin for us. So in this year, can we assume that primarily all the production will come from B-heavy and syrup, or are we still planning to use maize for this? Current year, maybe?
So on that, there, my first thing is that we were earlier on syrup, as what I said earlier to Chirag, but now we are moving to B here, to B, because there was no rise in price of syrup, and see what is going to be sugar that we will make in India, so we are going to move to B heavy as of now. But yes, we will still do maize. So maize will still be a product that we will use through the whole year.
Okay, so any idea on what might be the percentage mix for the entire year? Broadly, what percent would be B-heavy and what percent would be maize or something? Or is it too premature for that?
I would say that as of now, because till 28th of January, we all ran on syrup. So till 28th of January, almost a third went to syrup. The next would be about, I would say, so if I was to do the mix, I would say 30% is syrup, 40 will be B-heavy, 30 would be grain.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And one more thing, there has been a decline in the global prices of sugar. So typically, I understand they are broadly at equal or below market prices in India now, right? So obviously, you have a long time to export, but how does, if you are selling your quota to the Maharashtra mills or Karnataka mills or whatever, how does this differential price realization work? So assuming like domestic price is 38 and the export price is 45, how does the share profit sharing work between you and the Maharashtra or the purchaser of the export rights?
Yeah, so it's basically when you sell, the prices fluctuate a lot. So when you sell your quota, it is vis-a-vis the price that the factory which is buying from you as to what is it that they expect to realize overseas vis-a-vis if they sell, and also the holding cost. So basically, if they were to hold that sugar for 6 months, so these are the three, four factors which sort of, you know, vary, and because of that, the price at which any sugar mill is able to sell or buy quota varies on these three or four things. But as of now, also, if you see, New York has been pretty stable. I mean, 20 basis points here or there, it's like happening, but because everyone is expecting a lower crop in India for the year 25, so I think the prices will stay stable even globally.
But current prices, I think exports are not remunerative. Would that understanding be correct?
No, no. Even at the present prices, at about 19.6 cents, I think it shut last night. I think it's, I mean, even on that, the exports can and out here, you know, we have to realize that India is going to export a lot more of whites than of rose.
Okay, good. Okay. Just also one medium-term question, if I may. So typically, if you historically looked at sugar industry, there used to be a very high cyclicity depending on MSP and sugar production and so on. Now that you have multiple sources of multiple products, and we are not only looking at sugar sales, we have ethanol and power and so on. Over the medium term, how should we look at cyclicity? What would be the impact of, say, like this year you are expecting maybe like 15-20% lower production? How should we see the impact of that changing on your financials vis-a-vis what it would have been in the past?
So if you now, 30 years back, so I'll start the story from then when we all joined, cyclicality was a reality in sugar because we didn't have any other products which we could use for sugarcane. But now with this syrup, B-heavy and C, that has changed a lot. So we have the flexibility to bring down sugar or bring up sugar as to what happened also last year. So I think that the cyclicality in sugar is for surely far, far lower than what was there 10 years back.
How would it, say, impact the smoothening of profits, in your opinion, as compared to, okay, I guess it's difficult to put a number because there are too many moving parts in it. Okay, fine. That's it. Just one final one, if I may. So management had done a buyback about a couple of years ago at the price of around 300. The current price is obviously like very close to book value, and given that even with the lower production, the financials are only looking at upside from here. Is management looking at allocating capital to buyback or something of that sort?
See, as far as that goes, I mean, we all are pretty healthy. Our balance sheet is very, very healthy as of now. There is enough sufficient gap, but we will have to examine it after March. Once the March is out, exactly as to how much we would like to, you know, do with a dividend or buyback. So both options are open as of now.
Okay, those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Sneha Jain from SKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just missed your outlook on the coming year. And sir, what do we think of the government's policy on ethanol as per you? I mean, are we going to see any much more price increase? Because obviously the government has been telling it and we need it. And if not, what is the outlook for the industry? I would also like enlighten me, please.
Thank you so much, Sneha. So the outlook for the year 2025-2026 as of now, as I also said earlier, early days, but yes, the gain should be higher, especially in the western and the southern parts. North India will be almost, I would say, stable, but western will be higher as of now vis-a-vis the planting that we have seen, which has happened. On the other thing, on the price or the government, I think that they are pretty clear that they want E20 to happen. E20 we are very, very close to. Now now we are starting again dialogue with them to now take the E20 higher. So I think that this will be, I think that both these things will be a key part for the future. And your last part was on?
Ethanol.
On the ethanol part, you know, see again, government for the year 24-25 was a bit apprehensive about how much of cane that we had. So that's why they have not raised the price for syrup and for B heavy. For C, they all did. I think that government is also playing a very key role and a very smart role in this, that they are trying to balance the two out. That whenever they see that sugar prices are starting to drop, they'll may make the price higher or the other way around. So I think that government is very, very clear that they want sugar prices to be stable so that the cane price can be paid. And on that, they will play with the price of syrup and be heavy.
But that is like killing the sugar industry. That is my concern, because whatever we saw and with the red rot and everything, I mean, the things that we used to see or the progression that was promised to us is not happening.
One thing I can assure you, the one thing that the government has always done is helped sugar out. And I'm talking about early days. Because of the fact that we also, you know, they also realize that sugar factories, if you see the 520 odd plants which are there in India, there are 5 crore farmers who plant cane. Government is very sort of aware of that fact that the cane price payment is more important than the cane price itself.
Yeah.
So I think that we are in a very sweet spot. Yes, we've had some hard times as of now in North India because of red rot. But again, as we all spoke, cane development for the farmers and for ourselves is the crucial part that we have to do for the next 2 years.
Okay. But ethanol price hike is kind of inevitable given the current state to even maintain profits and like...
Ethanol price for this year 25 has already been set. So there is no more. So if you're expecting that syrup or BAV price will now go up, no, it like won't. Mm-hmm. So the price for 25 is done. What the price will be for 25-26, that we'll have to see.
Yeah. So any expansion plans? Yeah. Like
no plans at all. All our plans are all set. We are fully set on all our sites. So there is no expansion plan for the year 2025.
Yeah, that's from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Neha.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Udit Gupta, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Very, very, very good afternoon.
What is our Good afternoon, sir. Sir, what is our recovery looking like for the plant cane and sir, how much can we recover from the lost ground?
Excellent quick question. So plant cane, as I said, as of now is seeming to be almost same as what it was last year. The most important part now for us will be as to how long can we run the plant for. So we are hoping in Dhampur we will have a lower by about 0.7, Rajpura to be lower by about 0.3 to 0.4.
And so the crushing for the year, for the season, you're expecting it to be lower by how much?
As of now, we are hoping that we are the same as to what we were last year.
Okay. And sir, regarding the varietal change in the seeds, by when can we expect it to be done?
No, so the plant, so this plant started this 2 years back. So the plant didn't start only now. But the only issue was that 238 has been an awesome seed for us all. So the farmers weren't very keen to change the seed at that point of time. Only those fields in which there is a red rot, those fields are being changed. So the plan is for 2 years. We have the seeds now in place. Exactly the plants, the fields which have now got red rot, those are the ones which will be changed. So it's a long process. So this process isn't like overnight. But that process started 2 years back.
So by next season, how much percentage can we expect or something of the sort?
So if I talk about both the plants individually, in Dhampur, we are hoping that 75 will still stay 238, 25 will go to others, 118 and everything else. Rajpura, it will be about 65 will go to 238 and 35 will be for other seeds.
So by next season, we can expect this kind of change.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, regarding the grain distillery, this FCI rice, we've bid for that. So that is remunerative for us?
No, we haven't bid for the FCI rice.
Okay, sir, we are running that plant on maize then?
Yes. Yes, we are.
So maize is still remunerative?
For us, yes, because earlier, if you recall, 4 weeks back when they all came out with this whole thing of FCI rice, as far as what we all thought, was 22.5 at my plant. But when the tender was out, it was 22.5x FCI. And the FCI also, they had not specified that from where you can buy it from. It can come from anywhere and you have to pay for transport. So that's why we didn't take that risk of bidding for that.
Got your point, sir. Sir, we are not, sir, regarding the debt reduction plans, sir, like anything in place for us?
Yeah, so we all are not, and there is no issue of debt as of now. Long-term debt is extremely balanced, so there is no other plans as such. We may just sort of try and do lower cost vis-à-vis the higher debt, but even if I see that, our total cost of debt as of now for long term is about.
Total is around five. Our weighted average cost for the long term will be around 5%, 5.25.
Right. And the short term, sir?
Short term, of course, is the working capital. So, I mean, that depends on the MCLR of the banks.
But as of now, it's about.
It's around 7.6 to 7.8.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. To ask questions, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Next question is from Uday Shanbhag, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Just a clarification to what you had replied on one of the previous questions. Are we expecting sugar production to be lower by 1.1 lakh tons in this year? You said 0.7 from one plant and 0.4 from another. Were you referring to the production or some other number there?
Those were the recovery numbers. Actually, 0.7 will be down in Dhampur recovery, the total average of the season.
Okay, so production will be down by a lower number than that, or would it be
that anything? Will happen on as to how much of cane we will crush, but yes, it will be slightly lower. The sugar will be lower for the year vis-a-vis what it was last year.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the last question in queue. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Mehrotra for closing comments.
Thank you so much. On behalf of Dhampur Sugar Mills Limited, we would like to once again thank all of you for taking your time out for this conference call. If you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us either by phone or by email. You may also visit our website www.dhampursugar.com and post any queries that you may have, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.